We begin this evening's service with the dedication of the Paschal candle, or the rededication. Usually this is done on Easter Vigil on Saturday, where it's brought into a darkened church and we chant the light of Christ. But we're going to dedicate it now and change. Pastor Ben will be doing the outline of the words that I'll be speaking. Today, this evening, we enter into the 3 days where we journey with Jesus as he celebrates his Last Supper. And we walk with him to death on the cross on Good Friday, abide with him on Holy Saturday as Jesus passed over from death to life, and we rejoice with him in his glorious resurrection on Easter Sunday. We are reminded in this Holy Week that the light of Christ was never overcome, never covered over, never extinguished. His death and his resurrection live in every one of us each and every day of our lives. For just as we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. So as the Apostle Paul wrote, "Let the same mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus, who though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, assuming human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The beginning and the ending. To Christ belongs all time. To Christ belongs glory and dominion, now and forever. As this candle is lit, we are reminded that it is going to be continued to be lit during the season of Easter, and it will be lit at every baptism and every funeral or memorial service thereafter. The light of Christ, dying in darkness and rising in glory, dispel the darkness of our hearts and minds. The light of Christ, thanks be to God.
Friends in Christ, in this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to struggle against sin, death, and the devil, all that keeps us from loving God and each other. This is the struggle to which we were called at baptism. Within the community of the church, God never wearies of forgiving sin and giving the peace of reconciliation. On this night, let us confess our sin against God and our neighbor, and let us enter into the celebration of the great 3 days, reconciled with God and with one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. At this time, we'll invite you to come forward to the altar to either kneel or stand to receive the laying on of hands and forgiveness. I invite you to make two lines in the center aisle. We'll have two stations, one on each side. Please come forward one at a time. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus shared a meal of bread and wine with his disciples, saying, "Do this in remembrance of me." Now, as we remember Christ's passionate suffering and death, and the love he poured out on us and all people for the forgiveness of sin, give us the courage to follow him by way of the cross. This we pray through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Oh!
The first lesson tonight is from the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. This is how you shall eat of it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. One morning, a busy mom was in the kitchen making waffles for her two young sons. As usual, they were arguing about which one of them was going to get the first one. Their mother, exasperated by their constant bickering, put her hands on her hips and said, "You know, if Jesus were here, he would say to his brother, 'You can have the first one.'" Without missing a beat, the older brother said to his younger brother, "You can be Jesus." My hunch is that none of us wants to be Jesus, especially this week. Jesus knows his hour has come. He's made his way into Jerusalem, humble and riding on a donkey, while the crowds waved their palm branches and shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus knows his hour has come. "Now my soul is troubled," Jesus said. "And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour." Knowing full well his time had come, It is now the night of his betrayal. Jesus had gathered with his friends to share a meal together, his disciples. And we hear that after supper, Jesus got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. And then he poured water into a basin. And he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. Afterwards, Jesus returned to the table and began to teach this puzzled and bewildered group of friends of his disciples, that a master is not greater than a servant, and that anyone who chooses to follow him must become like servants. Among his parting words, Jesus said, "Little children, I am with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you also should love one another." I wonder, could Jesus have been any more clear? You may recall at one point in his ministry, Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" And Jesus managed to sum up all the law, the entire law, and all the prophets of old, saying, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Simply put, Jesus is saying, love God, love neighbor. And we might ask, just how do we love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength? And the answer is by following Jesus' example, by loving one another, by serving one another, by loving and serving our neighbor. "I give you a new commandment," Jesus said. "I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." At Children's Chapel last Sunday, 6-year-old Grayson shared that he had heard the voice of Jesus calling him in the night. I asked him, "What exactly did Jesus say to you?" He said, "Grayson." And then I probed a little further. I said, "Then what happened?" To my surprise and delight, Grayson said, "I answered him. I said, 'Yes, Lord, your servant is listening.'" Clearly, our children are learning to listen for the voice of Jesus. They're quick to respond with their hands waving in the air whenever Lindsay or I have asked them if they're willing to serve in various worship roles. You may have noticed our acolytes are getting shorter and shorter these days. And that's okay. You can see their enthusiasm in letting their lights shine before others so that they may see their good works and give glory to God. But I think there's something even more going on here. I see our children finding ways to show God's love through service to neighbor, to their peers and to their elders and to everybody in between. They seem to genuinely want to be of service to others, not just in worship, but at school and at home and in various ways through their daily routines and activities. I am so proud of Grayson for responding to the voice of Jesus by saying, "Yes, Lord, your servant is listening." And I am confident that God has big plans in store for Grayson and for all of our children. By the way, I did call up Grayson and asked if it was okay for me to share this story with you tonight. And I'm still a little bit amazed when he said he heard the voice of Jesus and then replied that Jesus had called him by name, Grayson. And he said, "Yes, Lord, your servant is listening." And I said, what did the voice of Jesus sound like? And he said, "It sounded a lot like my grandma." But to be perfectly honest, in my grogginess of being awakened by the voice of Jesus in the middle of the night or at dawn's early light, I'm not sure I would have responded as Grayson did. Blessed be the wisdom that comes from the lips of children who teach us grown-ups about God's unconditional love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. Yet, as I said earlier, no one, I don't think, wants to be Jesus this week. We who know the rest of the story know as well as Jesus did just what lies ahead of him. The cross looms large. During these days, we're reminded of how Jesus was betrayed, handed over like a common criminal, even though he had done nothing wrong. We hear of his arrest, his trial, his suffering, and how he died on a cross. And before our worship concludes tonight, the altar will be stripped bare. And it'll be stripped bare as a reminder of how Jesus was stripped of all human dignity. But rest assured, my friends, Easter is coming. Once again, we will pull out all the stops as we celebrate with unbridled joy. After 3 days, Jesus will be raised. Death will be conquered once for all. And God willing, led by the Spirit, all of us will have our ears open so that we too might hear the voice of Jesus, the risen Christ, calling in the darkness or at the break of a new day. And like Grayson, upon hearing our name, my hope and prayer for us is that we too will respond, "Yes, Lord, your servant is listening." For indeed, Jesus has given us a new commandment, and he has shown us how to love. And so, as servants of Christ, let us love one another just as he loves us. And let us serve our neighbors in need, always to the glory of God, who reigns in heaven and on earth as Lord of all. Amen. As Jesus calls us to love one another, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for the church. Gather us together through your love. Heal the divisions holding us apart, especially at your table. Unite us in our common mission to be your servants in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the earth. Sustain all living creatures with seasonable weather and suitable environments. Protect fragile habitats from harm. Bless farmers, ranchers, and gardeners whose labor brings food to our tables. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the nations. Lead all who are in positions of power and authority to work for peace and justice. Bring an end to oppression and tyranny. Heal nations and communities torn apart by war and other acts of violence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those in need. Fill the tables of the hungry. Comfort those who know the pain of betrayal and all who suffer from grief or illness, especially those we lift up before you this night. We pray for Marion Caldwell, Terry Chapp, Lehua DeLong, Chuck Dietz, Gay and Dal Haberlin, Doug and Jody Martin, Morgan McCrory, Joanne Mixis, Jeff and Gretchen Seamus. For whom else do the people pray? For all these we've named aloud, and for those who suffer in silence, in secret, or in shame, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for this assembly. Bless those who guide us in worship and those who lead us into the world in our mission to love, nurture, serve, and share in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, we pray for all who grieve. Comfort those for whom death draws near. Be with their loved ones and caregivers. And bring us all to the fullness of your promise of resurrection and eternal life in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in the name of the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We'll continue with our anthem or meditation.
invite all who are able to stand.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and at all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Which was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Please be seated. For distribution this evening, we are going to do communion in the round. So we're going to invite you to come forward. We're going to make one large circle that begins right here next to me on either side. We'll go outside of the communion rail there and down the steps to the floor and back up again. And as we gather, we will be communing one another. You can see that we have an attached paten and wafers. And so you will, the person next to you will hold out the paten chalice, and the one receiving will pick it up. Hold it with two hands. It's a little bit heavy. The one receiving will pick it up and then say, "The body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you." The chalice has both red wine or white grape juice. Gluten-free wafers are available in the little side cup there, the side tray there. All are welcome at the Lord's table. This is Christ's meal, and it's Christ that bids you come. Please.
Thank you.
And now, may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his peace. Please return to your seats. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in a wonderful sacrament, you strengthen us with the saving power of your suffering, death, and resurrection. May this sacrament of your body and blood so work in us that the fruits of your redemption will show forth in the way we live, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Deliver them. They called upon thee and they were
trusted in God, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him if he will have him.
It is my hands and my feet. I may tell on my bones. They stand staring and lurking upon me.
They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture.
But fear not thou far from me, O Lord. Thou art my succor. Haste thee to help me.
Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog.
Save me from the lion's mouth. Thou hast heard me also among the horns of the unicorns.
I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee.
Praise the Lord, ye that fear him. Magnify him, all ye of the seed of Jacob, and fear him, all ye seed of Israel.
For he hath not despised, nor abhorred the low estate of the poor. He hath not hid his face from him. But when he called unto him, he heard him.
My praise is of thee in the great congregation. My vows will I perform in the sight of them that fear him.
The poor shall eat and be satisfied. They that seek after the Lord shall praise him. Your heart shall live forever.
All the ends of the world shall remember themselves and be turned unto the Lord. And all the kindred of the nations shall worship before him.
For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the people.
All such as be fat upon earth have eaten and worshipped.
All they that go down into the dust shall kneel before him. And no man hath quickened his own soul.
My seed shall serve him. They shall be counted unto the Lord for a generation.
They shall come, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Unto a people that shall be born, whom the Lord hath made.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning,